Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Monday, May 3rd. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They'll take up and consider 64 total bills. The most notable of these are several postponed bills that we have discussed before on the show, to include House Bill 2189 by State Representative Phil King, a Republican from Weatherford, which would ensure that tax dollars are not being used to promote an agenda that hurts the state's energy sector and the economy as a whole by prohibiting investments by certain state entities and companies that boycott these energy companies. Another postponed priority of both Governor Abbott and Speaker Phelan's is House Bill 20 by State Representative Andrew Murr, a Republican from Junction. This bill seeks to reform the bail system. Last week, we discussed House Bill 2000 and House Joint Resolution 2 by State Representative Dan Huberty, a Republican from Humble. These bills would create the State Utilities Reliability Fund and the State Utilities Reliability Revenue Funds to provide financial support for projects that enhance the reliability and resiliency of water, electric, and natural gas utilities, broadband providers, and power generation resources in the state. Critics take issue with its ability to issue bonds or create more debt. Another postponed bill by State Representative Craig Goldman, a Republican from Fort Worth, and House Bill 3915 would require that the Public Utilities Commission establish a process for designating and prioritizing the designation of certain locations as critical load locations, and then adopt the appropriate eligibility criteria so that those listings are available in the event of another storm like we saw in February. House Bill 1869 by State Representative Dustin Burroughs, a Republican from Lubbock, would limit the definition of debt for purposes of calculating property taxes to include being approved by an election. House Bill 2169 by State Representative Scott Sanford, a Republican from McKinney, would remove tax delinquency as a criterion in determining handgun license eligibility. Another bill, House Bill 1776 by State Representative Keith Bell, a Republican from Forney, would require each school district to provide an elective course on founding principles of the United States and to include the posting of founding documents in school buildings. Another bill on the floor today, House Bill 957 by State Representative Tom Oliverson, a Republican from Cyprus, would establish that a firearm suppressor that is manufactured and remains in Texas is not subjected to federal law or regulation under the authority of U.S. Congress to regulate interstate commerce. The overall Senate will convene at 2 p.m. today. They've still got several bills on their intent calendar. That includes Senate Bill 27 by State Senator Larry Taylor, a Republican from Friendswood. This bill would expand virtual learning options in Texas, and it's one of the few remaining legislative priorities of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's of his original 31. This one still, of course, not having been passed out of the Senate. Another bill, House Bill 797 by State Representative Donna Howard, a Democrat from Austin, would expand vaccine access to medically fragile and elderly individuals who use home and community support services. This is one of the several bills related to Speaker Dade Phelan's health care priorities. It's, of course, passed the House and likely will pass the Senate this week. The Senate Jurisprudence Committee is meeting today to discuss several of the ERCOT or Public Utilities Commission reform bills related to Speaker Dade Phelan's approach to issues spawning from the severe winter weather in February. These bills include House Bill 10 by State Representative Chris Patti, which would reform the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT. This is an emergency priority of Governor Greg Abbott's. Another bill by Representative Patti is House Bill 11, which would address the winterization or preparedness emergency priority of Governor Abbott's. House Bill 12 by State Representative Richard Raymond would set up a statewide disaster alert system, and then House Bill 13 would establish the Texas Energy Disaster Reliability Council, or get all the appropriate agencies in a room as a part of the decision-making process. Another bill by State Representative Sean Theory, a Democrat from Houston, would create an annual audit of the independent organization that currently monitors the ERCOT region of Texas. I have no specific updates to legislative priorities today. I'd recommend checking out a recent article I uploaded to the TexasScoreCard.com page, which goes into detail about what and whose priorities are where in the legislative process. Both in the article and in today's show notes page, you can find a link to the priorities tracker as well. Today is day 112 of the 140-day legislative session, meaning there's just 29 days left. Deadlines are starting to become more and more of a reality. We're exactly 1 week out from the last day in which House committees can vote out House bills and House joint resolutions to be considered, and exactly 10 days out from which the overall House can consider them on second reading. That's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another update. Make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @OpinionatedK. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.